Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, though Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak, against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't last. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter. Man in the Street, chapter 6, verse 30. Verse 30 already. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. BlogTalkRadio.com. For those online listening to EMAX Radio, I appreciate you, but you can use that number of 646-478-0944. As I prepare to get the phone numbers such as 216-551-216703. Before I do anything, I just want to give you three quick disclaimers as well as your top 10 list if I can. So I'm going to give you disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, press one or call back. Maybe I should give you all a top 10 on a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment before I forget. So let's start off and say number 10, Shakespeare Enterprise. Number 9, Black Odyssey. Number 8, this is like a whole bunch of stuff on this one. You could go to Black House Sounds by just going to JOSEPHMOTLEY JR period on YouTube or Facebook. You can check out Sheriff Kilroy on Facebook. Moving forward, I'm thankful for it. Number seven, debuting, Young Leaders 3-Year Anniversary Party Fundraiser, Sunday, July 30th. I believe that's 5 to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 16-Bit Bar Arcade, 15012 Detroit Road, Lakewood, Ohio, 44107. All right, number six, this is interesting, the debut of the International Dance Day. That's 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 1501 Euclid Avenue, 44105 Playhouse Square. You can dance your own style for 1 hour, and it's going to be in sync with people dancing from all over the world. I wonder how many Black House Sounds worldwide fans will be dancing in other places, and everything will be connected. That'll be interesting. 1 hour. Wonder if I can do the big legs dance, if there'll be any women with big legs down there to dance with. Number five, the debut for the Say No to Trump rally in Youngstown tomorrow. More on that later on. Probably explains the song to a degree. And number four, debut on the Woodhill Park, the Luke Easter Park Community Unity in the Park, featuring candidate Zach Reed. Wonder how much he had time to do with this, him running for mayor and stuff like that. You had Average White Band, Loose Ends, Odyssey and Company. I said Odyssey and Company, not Black Odyssey. Anyway, that's this Saturday, July 29th, I believe, 1 p.m. Number three, the mayoral debate that was held tonight at the Harvard Community Center. Number two, there was a mayoral debate. It moved up. Inner City Republican Movement, Black on Black Rated Hip Hop Workshop. They just sponsored the debate itself, which featured Reed, Kincaid, Kratowski. Kylo showed up late. I know Ronnie B, Suave came through as well. Did their little take on what was happening, which was nice. Laverne Jones Gore for mayor, she announced what was going on, meaning that she feels like she has enough things going on. For those who didn't pay attention to the show, that they took her signatures in, didn't check them. So by them doing that, they admitted there was something wrong. Plain deal even said, hey, there was something wrong with that. So it gives her legal standings. Eugene Miller, Ward 10 candidate, was there. Shakespeare, Judge Lewinsky, and, yeah, it was pizza, wings, cold water, ice, door prizes. Okay, I want to say that was a nice look. And moving up was Azusa Prayer Rally, which was the past Saturday and Sunday at the queue. So before I do anything else and I go to the first phone caller, I want to definitely take the time. Sometimes people say, you're not serious enough, and maybe they're right. So I want to give people some serious information. I'll start far out and then work my way back in closer and just say rest in peace to John Matthew Heard Jr., March 7th, 1946 to July 21st, 2017. Film and TV actor on such movies as Chud. Yep. Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dwellers. Yeah, I watched it. Cat People. He played Dad McAllister to Macaulay Culkin on Home Alone and Home Alone 2 Lost in New York. 1999, Emmy nominated for The Sopranos in a guest star role. Now, sometimes I'm not thankful like I should be. And I have to give credit to a brother. They had his funeral the past Saturday, 2 p.m., House of Law, 9406 Franktown Road. It was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15324. But his name was Gerald Orlando Struthers. And why I remember him tonight? Because he helped recreate the Black on Black Crime Incorporated website by calling it blackonblackcleveland.com, along with Donnie Pastar, Darlene, Dr. Dorothy, Judy Martin, Mama Porter. Well, I remember him because he called Art's radio show. He texted me to be at Mother LeBond's funeral, 109 years young, who was a victim of the toxic dump. For those who are wondering, oh, Miss LeBond, where have I seen her? Maybe because Black House Sounds did film on what happened to her. And while we went out there, yeah, they did do that, you know. Also, maybe because Melanated Media News, YouTube, carried it and on Facebook carried it as well. Because Gerald Struthers covered the toxic dump and made sure people knew why they should show up march protest. Maybe because Gerald Struthers teamed up with Corinne, Marvetta, Devin, many, many others, including Terry, Nate, Mr. Holmes, myself, Gary Cantor, the McCoy family, to have a successful mayoral and city council president recall in East Cleveland. How about because he was on a bike, withstood extreme heat, downpours of rain, bitter cold to get news stories out while some with cars stayed home on their asses looking like idiots? No, how about because he started 44112news.com, which you can go to now, even on YouTube or Facebook, and was threatened and arrested but still stood tall? Maybe because they trashed his house, threw him out of meetings. And he still did what he had to do. You know, before I go to the 216-551 phone number, here's a text message that I have from Joe Paganakis of Newsnet 5. He had sent this to me last week and said, "Thank you for letting me know about Gerald Struthers. He was an outstanding citizen, a true citizen journalist, and would be greatly missed. We need more involved residents like Gerald Struthers. I was lucky and blessed to work with him." Bam, that's it right now. Before I go to the first phone caller, I want to definitely let people know that if they choose, the Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. 7:15 p.m. directly following is the Black on Black Crime Inc. meetings at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe 44110 between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. You can also Facebook or blog talk D Gambit Radio or Board of Wrestlers Club. With that being said, I want to know what's going on with 216551. 216551, you're on live. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'm also glad that Mr. Miller showed up, former Councilman Ward 10, who was defeated by Mr. Jeff Johnson. Mr. Miller gave us credit of getting him out of office. We didn't do that. But we do welcome him back. And maybe this time I'm sure he's going to do an excellent job. He's again running for his ward, which is Ward 10. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate that very much. And before I go and check out the 216-703 and the 216-820. What I should say right now is that I'm very thankful for life. I better be thankful for life because it just is not guaranteed all the time. And you know, this coming week, 2380, there's an address on East 40th Street. And I'll tell you what's going on. This Sunday, 3:15 p.m., we'll gather at, rest in peace, Judge J. Morrell Capers, 2380 East 40th Street between Carnegie and Quincy. Why? Because in 2013, at the age of 100, she marched on City Hall in a wheelchair because the city wasn't safe for women. Cleveland pioneer, Judge Jean Merle Capers, who passed, she was the first African-American woman elected in the Cleveland City Council, a distinguished legal pioneer, and she also served as Assistant Attorney General at Cleveland Municipal Court Judge for more than a decade, and she passed at 104 years young. She was a judge, community activist, she meant a lot to a lot of different people. And some people, including Congresswoman Marsha L. Fudge, stated that she was not only a role model for women from her days as a competitive tennis player and health and physical education teacher to her advocacy in the courtroom and her time on the bench, and that she never gave up, never gave in, and she was a champion. Now, that is one thing that I can say about her. She did things her way, and high heels and a church hat. And you know, when she was 62, don't tell me what age means. It's the age of 62 Capers was appointed a Cleveland Municipal Court judge, and she was later elected to the same post and remained on the bench until her retirement in 1986, but continued to consult. So, you know, I'm going to just say that when it comes to that, I'm surrounded by a lot of people who do a lot of great things, from music. I can say Black House Sounds. If you haven't checked them out, then I look at the company that I keep in my group, and a lot of people don't realize that, yeah, being the first Black council person in Cleveland, if people didn't think about it or look at it, you know, she began serving on Cleveland City Council in 1949, long before the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Now, we're going to go and push forward and say Capers was an assistant commentator on the weekly WERE 1490 AM radio show in Cleveland and dubbed the Art McCoy University Show of Common Sense. And they say that it features community activists Art McCoy and Al Porter of Black on Black Crime, Inc., and she would address urban issues across the spectrum, from police brutality to racism and political corruption. Like Brother McCoy said, we love to judge, a longtime community activist, and she did found the Greater Cleveland Grassroots, you know, a lot of things that she did for women, and that's coming from a leader who, such as Art McCoy, who founded Black on Black Crime Incorporated. So that's why this coming Sunday, 2380 East 40th, between Carnegie, Quincy, around 3:15 p.m., we will march to the Art McCoy radio show, and there people will get a chance to say whatever it is that's on their mind on the air, kind of like the judge would have wanted people to do. And before I go to the 216-703 phone number, do want to give an infamous shout-out and say, Raynard, why would you call me my personal phone line when I'm live on the air? You want that infamous shout-out? Well, you got it. Now, with that being said, let's go to 216-703. I've been running my mouth too long, and I apologize. What's going on?
Joe Legacy, Black House Sounds, calling in to the sheriff because all the information that you just displayed will let the world know is very important, all the hard work that people put in. And just listening to you, I wish to get to them levels. I wish I could be a judge one day. But the Creator has something in the future for all of us. But the reason I was calling, because I just wanted to let everybody know, thank you for supporting the YouTube account of Joseph Motley Jr., for everybody that's checking that out, the interviews, the songs. You know, I'm very proud of that. People that's listening, that be walking up to us in the street, telling us about the movie Talk Now, I appreciate y'all with that. And if you're a Facebook friend, I appreciate that as well. But part of the reason I was calling, because tomorrow Black House Sound have a meeting at 6 o'clock at the Chandler Building, and I want to shoot the video to No Limit What the Lord Will Do. I wanted to do it over the weekend, but as y'all saw how the weather was and people attendance, it was hard to gather up the people to pull off this video. See, it cannot just be a plain video where you bouncing in front of a camera and you saying No Limit What the Lord Will Do. It need to be well acted out. I need actors. I need people to show up and bring their excitement to the video so we can show the movement of local artists in Cleveland. So this is one of the best Monday night radio shows in Cleveland. So I figured, let me call and advertise it on your show, and I knew that you wouldn't mind because Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Shouts out to Endo Dub, Hurricane Bizang, the Sheriff, DNA, and etc. I'm out.
Oh, man. All right. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to that. And like I say, for those who don't know, because it was just brought up, Joseph Motley Jr., J-O-S-E-P-H-M-O-T-L-E-Y, J-R, throw that period for that YouTube, that Facebook account. Take a look at the videos that are up, include the interviews. You can also now Facebook, just straight Sheriff Kilroy. It lets you know everything that's going on. Plus, yep, official Hurricane Bang page, DNA. I'm appreciative of the people that I'm around. Before I go to the 216-820, 216-356, 216-406, I just want to at least stop and take the time, because I had seen the one particular article, and I knew that it was one of those things that I would have to at least touch upon or deal with in its own time or own place. But my thing is, I'm very, very, very proud of just able to sit back and say, wow, these are certain things that are happening. And this comes from, this is when you know you've done something. And this is the truth. This time, this is an actual, I will say, I'll just read what it was. And it was an amazing thing, because after the judge passed, we had some guests on our show, Alex E.R. He had Russian, Ukrainian freedom fighters who were talking about having to fight their own injustice. And when they said what they did, I'll put it like this. They let people know that they'd heard so much about the judge, how Judge Capers affected the lives of so many people in Cleveland. But, Brother Art, did you know that the judge also affected people from around the world? As you remember, 2 years ago on this show, the Russian rebels of eastern Ukraine told us the story of their fight for freedom, how the CIA went to overthrow their freely elected government and take their land, like Cleveland wanted to steal the land from the East Cleveland resident. So the judge was here at those shows when the Russians told them about their fight for freedom, that the judge, Jean Merle Capers, would have thought a 104-year-old lady from Cleveland could have that effect. And they said it's pronounced Donetsk. The citizens of D-O-N-E-T-S-K, who have been under constant military bombardment by the CIA for the last 2 years, but under great risk, they were able to get that message out and to say how they felt about Judge Jean Merle Capers. As the world of good people has suffered a terrible loss, I'm honored to have known the great lady, Judge Jean Merle Capers. I spoke to her only a couple of times and was fascinated by her energetic, caring, and strong personality. She was able to feel sympathy to suffering people on the other side of the world who she'd never met and to find encouraging words for them. I'm sure that she will remain forever in the hearts and souls of those close to her, but she will also be remembered by us for whom she was and is a great example of brilliant mind, powerful will, and unlimited kindness from the Russian freedom fighter, Irina, of the Donetsk People's Republic. So as I go back to the phone lines, I just want to tell people that one of the best videos I was in recently, wanted to thank Black House Sounds. But it was one of those statements that the founder of the group made when he stopped and thanked people the world over, the fan base. And you have to stop, because you never know in this technological age who you might be at least given a strong message to. You don't know. And as I go to the phone line at 216-820, and then I get to the other phone calls, I just want to give a shout out to Ward 3 Councilman of East Cleveland, Ernest L. Smith, successful councilman, man in the streets, endorsed. He spent 12 hours in a tent off of Orinoco, Allegheny, around abandoned property, gunfire around him, letting the people know that he's not scared to come out there and meet them where they are. If he's suffering under some of the same pain, then they can get out there and all work together to do some good things. So with that being said, 216-820, kind of pumped up right now. How's everything going for you out there?
All right, everything going fine with me. This is Endo Dubsack, CEO of Black House Sound. What's going on with it?
Man, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. Man, what's new for you? Oh, and congratulations, because before the other interview, it was nice to actually see Hurricane Bang in an interview talking about a new film project that's on its way out. So I just want to say congratulations.
Oh yeah, that means a lot. You know, Black House Sound, you know, they've been dipping, we've been dipping and dabbing in a lot of other things. But what I will say is this. I say the it's either the 4th or the 5th Saturday of August. There will
okay.
be a hip-hop workshop, and there will be an inspector that will be coming up there to check out the talent. And the person that's going to be checking out the talent, whoever is talented enough, or most of all, shows the hunger and deep inside of them, they will be, have great things coming to them in the near future.
Okay.
So I'm just putting everybody on notice that there's a special someone going up there, because I had talked to him myself, and he's not
okay.
playing around, and he's going to make his presence well known. So whoever is whoever wants to come out and perform that day, go ahead and do it. If not, that's fine as well. But bottom line, this guy, he knows true talent when he sees it, and he's got great things to show them.
Blessing. Oh, man, I
also,
appreciate hearing that.
Right. Also, you know what I'm saying, I hope everyone has been going to the YouTube channel of Joseph Motley Jr., because there are a lot of great songs that you have not, that a lot of folks have not heard yet, and I think they would like to see that, so they could so they can go right ahead and see what Black House, what else we got in store, because Black House Sound doesn't just have group stuff. Now Black House Sound has been branching off and giving you solo stuff, because well, like I tell them all, we're not a group. We're an entertainment label, and a lot of people need to recognize that. And there, when they recognize that, you know, it's gonna open a lot of doors for a lot of folks. So to all the viewers and all the listeners that's out there, you know what I'm saying? Once again, you know what I mean? Whether I believe, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, blow my bubble or whatever, but I believe it's the 5th of August, you know what I'm saying, of 2017. Down at CSU, the hip-hop workshop, there will be an inspector there to showcase and see, you know what I'm saying? Because the host is not going to, I'm telling you right now, the host is not going to even know who the inspector is.
Okay.
Which is,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? He doesn't even know who it is. You know what I'm saying? But I know who he is. And which is why I'm staying out of sight, because they don't tell him what he's going to know. But he
will be there,
and he's going to make his presence felt, and he'll be looking and scouting.
Appreciate
so
that.
Thank you. Big shouts out to the founder, Joe Legacy. Big shouts out to Sheriff Hurricane Bang and the whole crew, and everybody that has supported Black House Sound and making the movement keep jumping off and keep it going at a fast pace. One love.
One love. And you know, as I get ready to go down the line at the 216-356-216-406-216-320, guess I will take the time and let people know while I'm looking at it, and it's a quick one in itself. Real easy one, true. Say no to the Trump rally. I've been alerted that it's going on in Youngstown. People can go to the Say No to Trump rally in Youngstown Facebook page or what have you. It's tomorrow from 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Covelli Center. I believe that's C-O-V-E-L-L-I Center at 229 East Front Street, Youngstown, Ohio. I think there's a large contingency from our region going at 44503 outside his campaign rally. And they're calling on people from Ohio, understandable and overstandable, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and beyond. If you treat cancer with a painkiller and don't get rid of the cells that are mutating and destroying your body, then it will destroy your body. We face a political cancer, and it must be driven from power. Okay, I'm done with that 10-foot step ladder thing. I'm going straight to the phone lines. I just appreciate people who call. I'm going to see what is happening right now with the 216-356. You've been extremely patient, and I appreciate it. 216-356, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? This is Cassandra of McDonald.
Well, and all the – okay, I didn't do anything wrong, so I'm going to start that one off that way and ask you what's going on with you and what do I owe the pleasure?
You know, I just wanted to call in and support your show, listening to the show and learning about all the local talent and the things that's going on, and just appreciating your broadcast. Just wanted to show my support and, just commit for a great show.
I appreciate that very, very, very much. Since I have you on the phone line, before I do leave the conversation, I'm going to ask you, in politics, what is getting your attention, I will say, in either East Cleveland or Cleveland?
In both municipalities, definitely the mayoral races. The Cleveland race alone is a national race. Everybody's looking at Cleveland because all of the seats are being contested. Of course, people are looking at East Cleveland because of all of the turnover of mayor and, you know, the things that are happening there. So I'm definitely watching candidates very closely, seeing what they have to offer, what they can bring to the table, and not only listening to them say that they have a plan, but watching carefully to see if there's a candidate who is actually showing their strategy to execute the plan, like how are they going to to life.
Got you. Then before I let you go, because you do look at those things, and if I have to ask you this question, especially in East Cleveland, a lot of people would say, why should they even be somebody running for mayor, because it's just going to get taken over and there's no hope and there's no this and there's no that. What would you tell them?
I would say that there's always hope. The condition, you know, we say that East Cleveland is bankrupt, but the condition of East Cleveland is not totally cut and dry like that. There are resources. You know, we have to start looking outside of the box. We have to be creative in getting those resources. We have to tap into resources that we normally would not look into trying to access funds from. And also, there's a candidate, a few candidates that potentially have the ability to access the resources that we need to bring East Cleveland back. But first and foremost, before anything, I would say to hold on to something that is ours. And I think that East Cleveland is worth the extra fight. I think we should fight tooth and nail until we save the city.
I'm glad you said that. I'm going to quote you on that. And I appreciate that, and I'm sure a lot of other people will appreciate that motivation as well. And just thanks again for taking the time to call in.
Thank you so much, and keep it up. You know, again, I love listening to your show, and I'm sure I will see you on the streets advocating for a good cause.
I'm into that. Likewise, and thanks again for that call.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. And as she holds on, before I go to see what's happening with the 216-406, I will throw out there for those who think it's just like me by myself, that is not the truth at all. this shoot. There wouldn't be no truth in me if I didn't say that you can check out shows like the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com, or Tomahawk Radio, which is on Monday, 7 p.m. Also, Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. Same thing, newstalkcleveland.com. You can also check out thevoiceofradio.com. Mondays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time is the main event. And also, that one features myself, Brother Larry, Most Electrifying, or voiceofradio.com. Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show in itself. And I thought, because it was just pitched out my direction, got to see more about this one. The Ward 7 New Day and Huff, which is Saturday, August 5th, back where it all started, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Thurgood Marshall Rec Center at 8611 Huff Avenue. They say Pancake Breakfast, Gospel Fest, Senior Bingo, New Day and Huff Parade, sponsored by Ward 7 Councilman T.J. Dow. For more info, you can contact 216-854-3071. And as I move along, I'm going to go to our next phone caller and just see what is on their mind, because we have a lot of things going on. So 216-406, how are you doing out there?
Well, you know, I'm doing just super. I'm great.
Well, you kind of should be. I mean, you've been all like this big world traveling diva and getting all of these award nominations and all this stuff. I didn't know if you were going to ever come back around this area.
Well, you know what? At least once or twice a year, you're my co-host, so I've got to come back. Because there's no place like home. There's no place like home. Man, it's hot down south. I keep saying I want to go down south and say, I don't think so. Uh-uh, I couldn't breathe.
Oh, never mind.
I honestly could not breathe. So, no, there's no place like home. I can breathe here a little bit better, for real. So
I'm glad you're back.
That's some of what's going on with me. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back before I take off again.
Got you.
Because you know I will. Yeah. But I needed to call in tonight, and I want to say thank you. Why am I acting like I could see through this phone? I'm looking to say and waving and thanks to Sandra for calling in and supporting your show tonight. We had spoken earlier.
Amen.
And my major concern tonight is, you know, those who are like me who have CareSource insurance, and next month I won't be able to be seen at none of my doctors who are at Cleveland Clinic. Marymount Hospital is my hospital of choice, which is a Cleveland Clinic hospital. My pulmonary specialist that helps me to breathe on a daily basis is at Cleveland Clinic. There's a lot of things going on at Cleveland Clinic that I need their help. You know, I respect Cleveland Clinic for the simple reason is that, you know, my brother that passed away a few years ago, he was able to receive a heart from Cleveland Clinic.
Mm.
And I've been forever grateful for them for doing that. But right now, I'm really confused, I guess, because CareSource is having issues. Cleveland Clinic is having issues, and there's an entity in between them and above all of them who seems to be sitting back watching them kill people. So that's what's going to happen. You know, keep it real. And I'm not understanding why the state is not stepping in to help me in this situation, because a lot of us do understand what's going on. MyCare Ohio, when managed care came through to Ohio, that took a lot of the doctors and hospitals' money away, because there's a cap. They can only charge so much. Even me as a social worker, I can only see my clients who have CareSource and other Medicaid insurance so many hours a year without getting pre-authorization, special authorization, going through a bunch of red tape to go through a crisis intervention or get my clients to a hospital in a mental health crisis emergency. If I reach that cap, I'm like, okay, well, you know, go ahead and commit suicide, because that's what's going to happen in a lot of cases. Because they can't get the care, can't get the medication, because there's too much freaking red tape going on. And 45, the orange man, is not helping the situation any at all, talking about he's not getting any support from the Democrats. Well, what did Obama get from the Republicans? Absolutely, positively nothing. In fact, the Republican Care Act, because this is not the plan that Obama wanted for us, compromised that he had to take to get any of this plan in. This was not Obamacare. This was Republican Care. So since they got themselves into it, I hate that they're going to try to kill me and stop me from being able to breathe, because they're bipolar themselves. They don't know if they're coming or going.
People like me
are going to be the ones that suffer. I'm sick of it.
You know something? You have to listen towards the end of this program, because, believe it or not, I'm going to do my best to expedite things and get to the 216-320 and then the 216-702 phone line, because this conversation, there were a couple of other things that could have been done. And long story short, I was talking to a former general, First Lady General Incorporated, and there were a couple of other issues that we wanted to tackle. This issue came up right here, and it's very important, because you got to give us, like, when does your radio program come on, or programs on your network comes on, so that we can have you included with what needs to be done. So with that being said, how can we catch up with you?
Okay, I have a commercial-free show that airs every day, Monday through Thursday, at 3 o'clock at www.spreaker.com/user/ I am a superwoman. My talk show of relevant topics, too, that are local and country and worldwide, is on Fridays at 8 o'clock. Same URL. The call-in number is 712-775-7035, and that PIN number is 413-799-POWN. And then on Sundays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's the best of the best of independent gospel music presented by the Voices of Faith Power Hour, which is a subsidiary of the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network, LLC.
Thank you so much.
Same web address.
Mm-hmm. Got you. If you hold a line for a couple other phones, I tell you, that's the way the Creator works things out. And trust me, you are definitely not alone in what you're thinking about. I believe it's going to be a strong, unified effort, and I just want to thank you very much.
Oh, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to say what was on my mind tonight, and I also would like to say, tell Mommy I said hello, and I'm give her my love.
I'm going to do that. She'll appreciate it. Hey, just definitely hold the line, please. Thank you. Hey, I got to also thank her. I'm a Superwoman radio network playing the gospel music then, the spiritual music that has been put out from Black House Sounds as well. As I go down the line at 216-320, what is on your mind, please?
What's going on, big bro?
I'm doing all right. What about you?
I'm all right, man. It's your little brother, man, Aaron Hughes.
What's on your mind, little brother?
This is Aaron Hughes from the Hughes Clan, you know, man.
I know that, man.
Check you out, man.
Yeah, how's the rest of my family doing?
Oh, man, everybody's blessed, man. Yep, everybody's doing real good. I definitely tell them you asked about everybody and tell Mom Dukes.
No problem.
Real good, man. You know, just checking out your show, man. I wanted to come show you some love. You know, and what's on my mind right now is really just, I just wanted to, you know, send my condolences to the Chapman family for the young man who passed away from his injuries. That was actually a very good friend of my godson's. They went to the same school together. I didn't know the young man, you know, but my heart just goes out to the family. So I just want to send my condolences, you know, and just, you know, it's just sad, you know.
I hear you.
But also, you know, with this mayoral race coming up, man, I hope whoever we elect to go into office, you know, that they definitely have a plan to work on better, you know, safety for our streets. You know, and not just them, you know, I think, you know, us too as a community, as a people, you know, we need to just keep on, you know, making strenuous efforts to make our streets safer, man. I watch a lot of the things that you know, and the brothers from BMA do and a couple of other groups in Cleveland, you know, and I just got mad respect. And I definitely think that it's, you know, I definitely know that it's needed.
Man, I appreciate that a whole lot. Once I get some things situated, one thing that I can say, Uncle Al will be visiting the Hughes clan and family probably within the first 2 weeks of August. So it'll be good to see my family and get more in touch with them. So I just appreciate this phone call.
Yeah, most definitely, man. We got a family picnic, too, on the 20th. I'm going to send you your invite on Facebook. If I hadn't already sent it to me. So just look for the event.
I will do that. And thank you again.
Yeah, you're welcome, man.
No problem. And definitely hold the line. Please hold the line, because I think I got something to do with part of what you're talking about as well.
Yeah, I'm staying
out. All right, thank you. And now, because I did give my word that we'll be touching on this, see if we can't give 5-6 minutes to the 216-702. 216-702, you're on live. What's on your mind?
What's up, Al? How you doing? This is the General.
Well, I'm doing.
I want to first thank you for allowing the Inner City Republican Movement and the hip-hop workshop to collaborate with the first mayoral debate of the season, which was Saturday, July 22nd. It was a success because we had Camry Kincaid, Zach Reed. We had Brandon from Edwin's Restaurant that was there. I'm not dare going to try to say his name. Robert Kylo stopped in. We also had Judge Selinsky, Laverne Gore, who was the only black female running. She stopped in, let us know that she's going to take her petitions to a federal level as far as court. I just think it was a success, not to mention the door prizes that the audience had, and you know, we was able to provide food for not only the candidates but the audience. It was just a great event. You know, it started off at 1:00, it ended about 4:30 instead of 5:00. Everything just worked out so well, and I just want to thank you for allowing us to use Black on Black space to educate the community to the different choices they have for mayoral control, and also for the community to see that the value of the Black vote has increased. The Black community will be the decision, will be the group that makes the decision on who's going to be the mayor. And we need to see how many of these candidates are coming out and they're addressing our issues, and they're coming to the community more so than them just walking, knocking on doors, putting literature out, and they're not answering any questions. So I want to thank you for that. But what's more pressing to me is the CareSource shut off from Cleveland Clinic and the other hospitals that people use that CareSource we will no longer be able to use them. So like I said, I propose that we do a 12-hour sleepover out at CareSource out there at Mayfield to let them know we need them to go back to the drawing board with Cleveland Clinic and come up with a better solution than the one that they have. Far as the only way you'll be able to go to Cleveland Clinic is if you have a terminal illness. So I feel as though we as the people, and this should be a statewide initiative that in other cities, they go to the headquarters and they do a sleepover. And I feel like we got to do this within the next 10 days because time is running out on us. And we can't go silent. This isn't an issue that we're going to go silent or we're going to go sit down because, like the young lady said before, it's life-threatening. There are services that Cleveland Clinic provides for the poor people now through CareSource that, once they're eliminated or terminated, there's a good chance you're saying bye-bye to life because there are services that the clinic provides that other hospitals can't. So I can relate to what she's saying because I'm a person that has had 3 stents put in my heart, and all 3 of them came through the Cleveland Clinic.
Wow.
So,
without
bottom of the line, we're going to have to come together, and even if you can't stay the whole entire 12 hours, people need to come by, stop by, stay an hour. We have to let CareSource know this is a life-changing and threatening transition they're trying to force us into far as leaving Cleveland Clinic and Marymount, any other hospitals up under the CareSource. So I hope that we can, within the next 10 days, we can actually get us a 12-hour sleepover, like an 8 to 8. So when we go in 8, maybe on a Sunday, and Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we're leaving. But that lets CareSource know when they're coming in, we've been there all night, so that means we're serious about we want y'all to go back to the table.
That's right.
And negotiate something where we can continue to go to the hospitals that we have chosen, considering we're CareSource members. We have a choice in this. And if we need to, once we go to CareSource, if they push us to Cleveland Clinic push us to the state, we have to go wherever is needed to let them know that right now, to me, is a form of discrimination of health care for us not to be able to go to the hospitals up under the Cleveland Clinic umbrella.
Then I'll tell you what, as we leave this particular, as we leave this particular conversation, I can tell you one thing. I will be hooking up with the general, as well as I'm a Superwoman radio network, and a couple of others to make sure the ball gets rolling like a pebble going down the avalanche of a mountain. We're going to get it done within the next 24 hours.
Thank you, brother. I need to know that. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, that's what we do. That's if it wouldn't be called Man in the Streets, Music Activism and News, it would be called Man on the Couch. I'm going to go back and see what just happened with the 21670 that just chimed back in. What's on your mind?
Black House Sound make real Cleveland music.
Appreciate that one. So we going to keep it real. As a matter of fact, if you hold a line, I think you're going to like what we get into shortly. Because it has a lot to do with what you just said. I do appreciate when people do call back in. And I want to get one thing off my chest real quick, which is the Man to Man, which is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Black Man's Army, which offers man-to-man to the invited public. Now, we have one coming up this coming Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Doors open up around 6:30. Oh, well, the doors open up at 6. Everything starts at 6:30. Sometimes we go to about 8:15, 8:20. And it's basically man-to-man. It encourages personal growth through conversations and other activities among elders, which are called guides and young men. Personal growth occurs through listening and quiet reflection, through dialogue and action, an important corollary to the elder-youth interaction. That way, we can all learn together about critical evaluation of labor market trends, education and training necessary for work, job search strategies, workplace relations, financial management, healthy living, spiritual growth, conflict resolution, arts and crafts. And this coming Thursday, and it's free and open. We'll be at 15415 Kibbon Avenue off Ivanhoe 44110. For those who are wondering, number 37 passes through. Number 1 bus passes by between that Eastbound and 52nd same intersection. As well as the fact of the matter that you can take the number 28, come down Euclid. Now, this is what I'm going to do because I have so many people on the phone line. I'm going to at least play something that's very important to me, unless you know about voting and the importance of voting. And it also, when the song ends, if you give me about maybe 2 minutes to explain what's so important about this song and voting, it deals with a few problems that we're having locally. My people, Aaron, brought it up. A couple of other people brought it up as well. We're just going to let the song go back in time and tell you a little something about the issue at hand.
We're not done yet. drug abuse. Antisocial because people use it. Yep, in the law, feel no excuses. Still thinking my brother's people leadership, we will achieve it. Vote for a change to complete it. See my state of mind in a different region. And greed, hey, you can't give me Jesus.
You know, as I end things off real quick, what the heck did that last song have to do? Well, it has a lot to do with a little bit of what you're talking about here on this subject. Only need a 16-foot ladder for step ladder for this soapbox because you see the spur downtown development. Yeah, wait a second. Downtown isn't real like developed. Anyway, the spur downtown development of Cleveland's first true skyscraper in three decades. I don't know what the BP building is, but I'm getting sidetracked again. The city and school system are considering an unusual property tax deal, which would redirect and would just say new property tax revenues created by $540 million Nucleus Project, N-U, capital C-L-E, lowercase U-S. So you got the lowercase N-U, capital C-L-E, lowercase U-S. You need to type in that Nucleus Project because it's north of the Quicken Loans Arena, the Q, to pay off construction debt. Such structures known as tax increment finances aren't new in Northeast Ohio, but Nucleus could be Cleveland's first real estate project in a decade to reallocate tax revenues otherwise earmarked for public schools. Now, Mayor Jackson is now likely to let developers tap the property tax bill of roughly 60% that goes to Cleveland schools, and this deal could get the schools, they claim, access to $56 million, which they already had access to just by sitting back and collecting tax money. Now, the school CEO, Eric Gordon, Mayor Frank Jackson, says it's a good plan. He says it doesn't bother our taxes. Yes, it does, by taking out money that's earmarked for schools already. Heck, in 2012, before issue 107 was passed, Mayor Jackson admitted to reallocating $1 million for a couple of years in school money to help balance the city budget. And the Urban Educational Justice League had a fit, a field day. That's why we were able to get so many people who said, wait a minute, we may not want to vote for that. And the school system and everybody had to go wheel out old Don King and Reverend Jackson to say, hey, this is what needs to be done. Give them that money. They deserve it. They'll act right. Yep, that's why we told them it was the same crooks, different levy. And were we wrong on that issue? But the thing about it is, August 8th and August 22nd is when a non-elected Cleveland Public School Board will vote on this issue and start speaking about it, where Stark Enterprises and JDK Limited of Solon, they bought the property in 2014 that they're looking for, you know, to put in this quote-unquote skyscraper. Hold on, people. Not that Stark Enterprises. There'll be no Tony Stark, no War Machine, no Whiplash, no Marvel Comics, none of that. Stark Enterprises, downtown construction. Now, even with this, Mayor Frank Jackson to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway, he was smart enough to run again for mayor of Cleveland. Why? Because who the hell's going to stop him out there, people? Wait a second. He had 200 pastors back him up past April this year on the front page of the Call and Post newspaper. Kind of looking at that right now. And a couple of weeks later, hell, he did it again. Wait. If I was in Action Jackson, hell, I'd probably run again. Why? Because y'all going to probably go out and you put me right back in office. I mean, if you have Republicans and Gates Meals who give meals, yeah, Gates Meals gave meals, gave millions to his campaign. But dare I say to you that you all are still some of the same ones who complain about President Trump firing FBI's Comey. Hell, I complain too. Got a right to. I'm conservative. Hey, my party. Anyway, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer fired. Got it. Now, you all may complain and cry on that, but say, give Frank a chance because he's black. Yeah, all right. I'm going to be a little bit ignorant right now. Let's tell the truth. They used niggas to catch slaves. Damn, back in the past. I'm going to leave off with this one thought next week. I have to talk about part two on why I feel Mayor Jackson's kind of smart to run again. Why? Because, hell, when you have the black contractors and the NAACP join together to do a recall and they both fail, and then you wonder, did they fail on purpose? Come on now, because all of a sudden the black contractors, they just love Frank because he gave it to part of their demands. And nobody ever said, hey, we don't want the black contractors to work. We never said that. What we said was, hey, Frank, you figure out a different way to balance it besides off of our tax dollars. But I don't think they saw it that way. And now all of a sudden NAACP is real chummy with the mayor, and I hope that doesn't have anything to do with Mike Nelson announcing that he's planning on possibly running for a judge next year. But the thing is, think about it, until we get up off our asses and say, hey, maybe we should start holding our own selected officials accountable, we're going to get the same so-and-so thing over and over again. I got to stop cursing on air before somebody tells my mama and she take a cane to me. Hey, everybody, stay blessed. Peaceful, think about some things, join together, and look for when we're going down to deal with this care source thing. We will be dealing with it heavy and hard. Peace.